She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Andrea, just want to say hello and I miss you. Well, we are going to be talking about holistic pain relief, which I think is so important. I grew up with a mother who had chronic pain. My father also has dealt with chronic pain for many years. So to find something that could actually help is fantastic. We've got Heather Tick, MD. Her book is Holistic Pain Relief, Dr. Tick's Breakthrough Strategies to Manage and Eliminate Pain. Dr. Tick, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, Lisa.
It's such a pleasure. I say so great to have you on the show. I also was going to say it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. You are an integrative medical practitioner. Talk to us about what that means and then how you got into treating pain from a holistic perspective.
Sure. Well, I was educated at a very traditional medical school, but I came from a European background. My parents are European, and we cooked our own food. We didn't use packaged foods. We had a good sense of natural holistic healing and some of the old wives' tales that actually are quite useful. And as I went through my medical school education, I recognized there were a few deficiencies. One was in nutrition. We learned nothing about it that was really useful. And I think we might have had 2 hours of lectures. And then the other was the whole idea that our bodies actually heal themselves if we give them the right circumstances and the right nutrients, both from our foods and from supplements. Those things can really help us to heal. And in medical school, we don't really learn this concept of chronic diseases and healing.
Yeah, and it's so important. In your book, in part two, Pain Solutions, you have the healing diet, lost food traditions. Talk to us about some of those foods, Dr. Tick.
Sure. First of all, we need to know that every time we eat, we change our body chemistry, and that we either make our bodies more inflamed or less inflamed. And if we make them less inflamed, we obviously decrease our pain and increase our healing. And we can do that by eating a diet that is very high in natural plant foods. That means mostly vegetables, some fruits, then all the beans and legumes, some of the whole grains for those of us who can tolerate them, but there are some people who cannot tolerate grains very well. But they should be whole and unprocessed. Processed grains are part of what really causes us damage over the years.
Yeah, it really does, and especially the sugar. You know, there's been more and more about the damaging effects of sugar.
Absolutely, and we now eat, North Americans on average eat 150 pounds each per year of sugar. And when you go back even 50 years, that was 2 pounds a year. And so that's a huge change in a very short time. And the food industry has learned that if they want us to overeat, if they feed us the right combination of salt, fat, and sugar, we will overeat and they'll sell more foods.
Oh, yeah, and that's that. It's such a conundrum, isn't it? And we need to go back to the way you grew up. I really admire your parents for the way they fed you.
We need to go back to preparing our own food, and it isn't all that difficult. We've gotten this idea that cooking is really complicated, and it really isn't. You can steam most food, you can broil it, you can sauté it, you can make it very flavorful very easily. In this country as well, in North America, we don't use nearly as many seasonings and spices as our brethren in other countries, where they have marvelous traditions of using different seasonings and spices. And it can really, not only are they healthy for decreasing inflammation and having their own benefits on certain organs, but they're also very tasty. They make us love our food.
Oh, they definitely do. I am so into garlic, and my daughter has been eating garlic since through nursing, I should say. I ate a lot of garlic, a lot of spicy food when I was nursing her, and it makes a difference, they say, you know, that the child will be less picky and be used to more different tastes. And she loves spicy food and loves garlic, and I'll make sautéed garlic with kale all the time, and she just eats it up like it's candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really healthy meal. Sauteed garlic with kale sounds absolutely yummy.
It is very yummy. You know, another thing you talk about in the book, you say stress is a factor for us all, and you talk about the added stress with coping with pain. Talk to us about that connection.
Well, some people like to talk about stress as though it's all negative, it's all bad, but it isn't. We need stress. We wouldn't survive without stress. That's what gives us our blood pressure and allows us to stand up from a lying down position. But it's a matter of how the stress affects us and whether it really gets to us and becomes distress. And when it's distress, that's when we start to get a very pro-inflammatory state and we start to lose our sleep and we start to have the negative effects. But when it's what's called eustress, E-U, stress, that's actually useful. Now, people, certainly pain is stressful, especially when you don't know why it's there. Then it's extraordinarily stressful. And there are many pain conditions, especially the myofascial pain conditions, which are muscle and connective tissue, which are very, very common, that are not well diagnosed in the medical community. And so a lot of people with those conditions walk around with pain and don't know why, and they have a hard time getting a proper diagnosis, which makes it more stressful. The other part of pain that can be very stressful is its isolation. So when you're in pain, sometimes you feel like, you know, the dog who's hurt want to curl up in the corner and just be isolated. But in the long run, social isolation is a pain as well. I like the concept of stress and pain that is used in palliative care, which is considered total pain. And so you look at physical, psychological, emotional, social, financial. You look at all aspects of a person and you look at pain. And that really goes for all of us. I mean, when you have a chronic pain condition, sometimes you lose your job. And that is another pain. You can't support your children. You can't throw around a ball with your children. You can't run after your grandchildren. So those are all very stressful circumstances. But people can work on counteracting that through the mind-body strategies. Meditation is an extraordinarily good one. So mindfulness-based meditation helps. Also, support groups are extremely helpful because you get some of that social connection back. And it's been shown time and time again that people feel less pain based on their social circumstances. So we all know the circumstances where, you know, there's a football player who keeps running on a broken leg, where suddenly somebody, you know, Aunt Biddy, who's at a wedding, suddenly gets up and dances and she's been barely able to walk for the longest time. And it's the social circumstance that carries us away, distracts us, and allows us to heal some of our own pain and allows us to feel less of it.
Oh, that's such a great example. I love the social circumstance. I also read that you said a great way to get healthy, eat, pray, love, and I might add sleep.
Oh, yes. Sleep is extremely important to us, and in North America, we don't get enough sleep. We also are very exposed to light during the night, and we need total darkness when we sleep. So it's really useful to use a sleep mask if we can't totally darken our rooms. But it makes a huge difference to our ability to secrete melatonin, which it has many purposes, one of which is to keep us asleep, but the other is that it's one of the most powerful antioxidants in our body. It helps us prepare for the next day. So it really is an energizer, and if we can enhance our ability to secrete melatonin by being in total darkness at night, that can really solve a lot of sleep problems.
Yeah, I am huge on sleep. Well, this has been so great. Dr. Heather Tick, again, I really enjoy your book. It's really fantastic. I would love for a holistic pain relief, Dr. Tick's Breakthrough Strategies to Manage and Eliminate Pain. Tell us how we can learn more about you, Dr. Tick.
Well, I have a website called heathertickmd.com, and I have lots of information on there. I am on Facebook as well. And I do tweet once in a while.
Dr. Tick, this has been so great. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.